95 PLJ.
Todd and Jade and our friends from Ramsey Subaru are proud to present Jade's Apple a Day in May.
Throughout the entire month of May, we are surprising brave pediatric cancer patients with iPads so they can stay connected to friends and family during treatment. We're doing this throughout the morning at various times. I don't know if you've had a chance to meet any of our kids or see their faces or hear the interviews where we get to surprise them with the iPads, but it has been such a joy to not only hear their reaction, but just to hear the stories of the families coming together and overcoming these challenges together.
Now, if you're new to this program, I mean, the one thing you think, oh, kids and cancer, this is going to be so sad and depressing, but it's really more inspiring than anything else, especially hearing these parents talk about in depth of what they're going through and the fact that you could hear like their smile shining through the phone because they're so proud of how their child is handled adversity.
Yeah, you see how much fight the family has too and how brave these kids are. And if you want to get involved, you want to help make sure that kids are smiling, you know, while they're stuck in the hospital in treatment, want to bring a little bit of joy to these kids, you know, during a tough time in their lives, you can text the word iPad to 91999. It'll send you a little link. You can choose how much you want to donate to the Apple a Day Foundation. So do it right now if you can. Text the word iPad to 91999. This morning, we are surprising an 11-year-old girl. Her name is Maya, and she's quite the young lady. Honor roll student. She's a swimmer. We're going to get her dad on the phone right now to tell us a little bit about her. Hi, Henry. Good morning. How are you?
How you doing? Good morning.
We're doing good. So we hear that Maya is a national champion in swimming?
Yes, she is. 3 years consecutive.
No way. In like a particular stroke or?
Pretty much all of them. But her favorite is butterfly.
That's like the most difficult one, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Wow. You must be very proud.
Extremely.
Yeah. So has her experience with being diagnosed and going through treatment and everything, has that gotten in the way of her practice and competition?
She doesn't let it interfere with anything she does, with anything as far as swimming or any type of sports, schoolwork. She just keeps going.
So take us back to when you found out something was going on with Maya.
Yeah, she was 4 years old, and we noticed her eyes were actually, one would wander and travel like from left to right. So we took her to a specialist, and it turned out that she had a brain tumor.
Oh, my gosh. Your little four-year-old baby girl.
Yep, my baby.
And at that point, you had to have surgery and treatment. And I mean, that was, she's 11 now, right? So that was 7 years ago?
Yeah, she's 11. Yes.
So Maya's been in treatment for 7 years?
No, she was in treatment for 2 years the first time. And then she was diagnosed again last year.
Oh, man. What particular type of cancer does she have?
It's a juvenile pilocytic astrocytoma.
Wow.
She's the type of girl that if you ask her, are you okay? She says, yeah, even though she can be in pain and still just push forward.
Oh, and you said she's still competing?
She's still competing. She swims every day for about 2 hours.
Oh,
yep.
That's got to, I mean, obviously something that she loves to do, and it's amazing she's still able to do it while she's in treatment. Like, does it give her the strength, you think, that she needs to push through because she's such an athlete and a competitor?
Yeah. That's pretty much her therapy, her way of dealing with what she's going through. It's through swimming.
You can't help but be inspired by hearing that.
Yeah, you have no idea what she does for me.
Oh, well, we would love to be able to give Maya a way to keep in touch with friends and family when she has to go in for treatment.
Okay. Does she have an iPad?
She actually does, but it's a screen cracked.
Oh, she's got a broken one?
Yeah.
Well, we need to fix that for her.
Okay. Well, I mean, not fix it. We'll give
well,
her
yeah,
new.
We'll get her a new yeah. one, right? How long has it been cracked?
I'm going to say, like, maybe 4 years.
She's had a crack in that thing for 4 years, poor kid. Has she sustained any injuries from the cracked screen?
No.
Oh, good. Can we talk to her?
Yeah, she's right. Hold on.
Cool.
Hello?
Hey, Maya.
Hi.
Do you know who's on the phone?
No.
Did your dad tell you anything, or he just handed you the phone?
No, he just handed me the phone.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, let me introduce all of us here. My name is Jade, and my friend Todd is on the phone as well.
Hey.
We have a show. It's called Todd and Jade in the Morning on 95.5 PLJ.
Okay.
We have heard about you, Maya, and how incredibly brave you have been, how you continue to swim and do the things you want to do and not letting cancer stop you. And we're so impressed and inspired by you that we wanted to do something nice for you.
Okay.
We want to give you a way to keep in touch with your friends and your family when you have to go into the hospital and be away from them. I heard that you've got a cracked screen on that iPad.
Yeah.
Well, we would love to hook you up, Maya, with a brand new iPad.
I think she's speechless.
Is that cool?
Yes,
Well, listen, you have been so strong for the last 7 years that you've been going through all this. And the fact that you continue to swim and live your life and do what you got to do is so inspiring. And we're just so proud of you. And I want you to know that there are so many people out in the community who care about you, who donate to my foundation, Apple a Day, so that we can make sure kids like you stay connected while you're in treatment and while you're going through a tough time. So a lot of us out here love you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you just remember that on if you have a tough day that we're all thinking about you, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, Henry. Hey. Is that mom in the background too?
We're at school. That's our guidance counselor and my fiance.
No way. Oh, that's so cool. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
That's so cool. We had an audience.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice cheer squad. That's great. Well, we want to invite you, Henry and Maya and the whole family, or you can bring a little group of you. If you guys want to come up to the radio station. The iPad party is going to be on June 3rd, and we can't wait to host you here and meet your family.
Okay. Will do.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Apple a Day in May is made possible with the love and support of our friends at Ramsey Subaru.
To make a donation, text the word iPad to 91999. Get more information and meet the kids at PLJ.com.
This is Todd and Jade in the Morning, 95.5 PLJ.